Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole.
You're listening to News for the Soul Radio, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained, since January 1997.
Welcome to News for the Soul's 20th anniversary broadcast series. News for the Soul, the longest running spiritual empowerment and exploration broadcast in North America, started its 21st year in January 2018, and we're just getting warmed up. It's time to take it to the next level, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth in our 21st year with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. So if you're ready to find out together, get ready for life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Platinum Edition. Here is News for the Soul.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time to illuminate your life with Krista Hurley. Krista is an intuitive healer working with theta, reconnection, crystal viewing, emotional freedom technique and more. Her goal is to facilitate healing and transformational changes in the lives of her clients, creating lives filled with love, abundance and joy. Welcome Krista back to News for the Soul.
Okay, hopefully we're back on the system there. We had a switchboard crash, and we're just on a different system on a backup. Krista, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. Can you hear me?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you're coming through fine. Welcome back. Let's get you to reintroduce yourself and your show.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you. My name is Krista Hurley, and you can find me at KristaHurley.com. And I have some websites or some YouTube videos and things. I'm on YouTube and Facebook and the rest. But I am a theta healer. I instruct theta healing and also include a bunch of different modalities into the tool of theta healing, which essentially helps myself and my clients connect into all the Diz energy, that the intuition, our knowing, to heal whatever it is that's up for you. So for many of us, you know, there might be physical pain that comes up. There might be like just limitations in all that you desire as far as, you know, what is it that you want for your business? What is it that you want for your love life, for your family? You know, whatever aspect or all aspects of your life that you're feeling limited in, we can address what limitations are present because we're connected to the source energy. So when we go there, we find limiting beliefs, we find traumas, we find, you know, all these things, all these fears, phobias that are holding us back from having all that we desire. So, you know, with theta healing, it's just this really easy tool and technique and this tip that helps us, we can use these tips to help us look at these problems that surface in our daily life and really clear them out. And ultimately help us just change our perspective to something a bit more positive and realize that we're creating things in lots of different ways. So as we shift our beliefs, we get to create a more fun existence, more lighthearted existence, a more heart-centered existence. And so that's, you know, a very broad description of what I do. So I just work with clients. I'm a teacher, so I also also instruct Theta Healing. So if anyone's interested in learning this technique for themselves, it's something everybody can do. We were born able to connect into source energy and born able to use that energy and witness to be a witness for it to do the healing. So basically we're just teaching ourselves how to witness healing in other people and in ourselves and allow that to come through. So it's a really amazing tool. So that's what I do. And on this call today, I wanted to actually use the tool of Theta Healing to help us identify some of the impacts that our ancestors actually have on our lives now. So it's kind of a really unique topic, somewhat more current. Like I know there's been some discussion in the media lately about epigenetics and, you know, how trauma can be passed through generations. And it's becoming more common, and there's more research actually supporting that our ancestors affect our lives, whether it's our belief systems or whether it's trauma that we're carrying or fears that have been passed through. So I thought it would be kind of a fun topic to look at and work through some of those things. Have you heard much or read much about sort of epigenetics or even just that concept of how we can carry stuff through our DNA from our ancestors, Nicole?
Heard mentions of it in the media, but, you know, science just catches up to figuring out the why that connects the spirit and science, really, it seems. So it makes sense, doesn't it?
Totally. And for me, it's cool because it was the same thing. Like, I had probably started learning Theta Healing 6 years ago, I would say. And from the first class, from the basic class, you learn about the different levels of the subconscious mind. One is the genetic. So there's actually, in this modality, we're looking at genetic beliefs all the time. So it was cool for me, the more I started working in it, the more even on Facebook, this, you know, little post would come up about, oh, look, there's beliefs being passed down or trauma being passed through. And I was like, I knew that. Like, same thing, like, I already knew that. I was taught that. And I actually, you know, have experienced that. And it is cool for me when the science starts to pop up and catch up because, you know, for some of us, like when I first started, I wanted scientific proof. I was still sort of a science in wanting the proof, you know. And the more spiritual I became, the less the proof mattered to me. It was more just the experience and you know, the knowing that I shifted into. But I really do think some people are in that place of still wanting the scientific proof. So it is nice that it's there for people. But, yeah. So moving forward, I just wanted to sort of talk about a few things and actually teach people how to test through muscle testing. You can test what beliefs are held on your genetic level. So I thought it would be fun for people to actually see what beliefs have been passed through their DNA. And then we'll do some healings around that as well. And just, I didn't get too into the science, but I just wanted to share like a couple studies that I found really briefly too. For people that might be interested in that. So that's sort of the direction of the call in the show for this evening or for this afternoon. Okay, cool. Should I just jump right in, Nicole? Or?
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, okay. So for me, it was actually interesting because when I first kind of got into healing, I was really stuck. And it was interesting because looking back now, I had a client who just came in with the same thing, and it reminded me that I didn't think I could actually change my life in this lifetime, but I felt like if I did healing work, I could most definitely change other lifetimes. Like I thought, in the next lifetime, I'll be happy. In the next lifetime, things will be better if I work hard at it now. And then I also felt like I knew that there was this genetic level in Theta Healing, so you know, we have belief systems and programs that we learn from our now life, from this human experience. Whether, you know, we pick them up through our teachers or our parents or our friends or the media, wherever it is, we learn things, we grow and we evolve now. But Theta Healing also talks about how there's programs and influences that actually come through our DNA. So, you know, there's fears that can get passed down to us. There's belief systems and programs. There's trauma, secrets even. There's components that get passed through our DNA, and it's really powerful when we start working on that genetic level. So I figured, I knew the genetic level existed, and I figured moving forward, I was at least helping my kids and any future children and grandchildren to live better lives. So I was still sort of in the future. And then as I continued to heal myself, my life started to change, which was amazing. And I started to realize, okay, I can be happy and I can have all that I want, and shifted into really making changes in this life, in these experiences. And then the more I did, the more I realized that the stuff that was sticky. So, you know, for me, I was depressed for a large part of my life, probably upwards of 20, 25, 30 years. And I cleared it. I'm no longer depressed, but that would be a theme for me that was a little bit sticky. So, you know, I would feel great for a period of time and then I would crash. And then I'd feel great for a period of time and then something would pull me out. So on some level, there were still belief systems that were self-sabotaging perhaps, or that were even, I had a belief that I could only be so happy. And so once I reached that subconscious threshold, I was actually creating problems in my life, or a little fight, or like, you know, something going on, a conflict of some sort, or a difficulty, because I had a feeling of how long and for how much I could be happy. And the more I worked on that, the more I was clearing things on the core level. It wasn't about me in this time and place anymore. It was sticky on the genetic level. And again, I'm going to show you how you can test both levels with muscle testing. So it becomes really apparent. And at first, I was actually really resentful of my ancestors because I was about the destination. I'm like, I got to clear my stuff. I got to just get it done. And again, as I continued to work through, I realized, no, this is about the journey. And it's just, oh, it's recognizing a shift, embracing the shift, celebrating the shift, whether it's for you or for your ancestors or both. And then seeing what that opens up for you and be excited about the wonder and the awe and the possibility that that space is creating or that shift is creating. So I let go of resenting my ancestors for all these beliefs that they passed through me through my DNA, and then started to shift into celebrating all the changes that we can make together and feeling that there was even an excitement for my ancestors. Because again, when I'm doing work for myself through Theta healing and other healing modalities, I'm sure, everybody in my family changes. My entire genetic line changes backwards and forwards. So there's some excitement that happens energetically for people when, you know, you're doing work for them in an awesome way. And they have their free will, so they can choose to receive it. If there's an ancestor who's like, I do not want to change, or you know, somebody forward on your genetic line, a child or whomever that doesn't want to change, then they have their free will not to receive any healings. But for anyone energetically that is like, yes, this is in alignment with what I want, I'll take this shift, thank you very much, they get to grow and evolve too. So it's really cool when you do genetic work, your family changes. And your family changes just because you're working on yourself and you're working on this genetic line. And I promise you, they will say things that are shocking to you that you're like, I would never expect my parents or my sisters or grandparents or whomever to say that. But you've cleared a limitation that was present energetically that allows them to step into the fullness of who they are and become even more and allow yourself to connect more deeply. So something as simple as like, I can only love, you know, to a certain point. So it's not possible for me to love fully and completely, because loving fully and completely doesn't feel safe, right? So if there's a part of you, whether that's your ancestors who lost their life love that they were all in on and they lost them in war, like they passed away, they got sick, whatever it was, they might have learned from that experience that it is not safe to let somebody in fully and completely. So from that point on your genetic line, that belief system and that experience and even trauma can be passed down to, you know, future generations through the DNA. So a lot of us have, that's a genetic belief, most of us will not feel safe to love fully and completely. Whether or not we've had heartache in this lifetime or not, that might be present. That might have been present a long time before you were conceived. It came through the genetic line. So it's huge when we start to clear this stuff that isn't even ours, and really get to it at the core. So it's important to work through stuff in this time and place. You don't want to avoid that. Like, you want to look at your experiences from this lifetime, really heal, and learn your lessons and connect into your virtues, but it's really important to do the same. So let's take a look at a little bit of the research. So there's always sort of been this nature versus nurture, comparison happening with a lot of things that go on in the world and with children and whatever else. And so there's a bit of a nature versus nurture thing with even beliefs. So, you know, if I am afraid of spiders, was that because I have parents afraid of spiders? Was that because, you know, I got bit by a spider when I was a child? Or is there absolutely no rational reason why I'm afraid of spiders? I've got this random deep fear. So that's a good example. If it's this random deep fear that you really have no explanation for, it's quite probable and possible that it came from the genetic level and got passed down through your DNA. Whereas if it was a phobia that you had because you were bit and you had a horrible reaction and whatever, that's probably more of a core level, but it would also be important to look at if there was echoes from your ancestors, because sometimes we'll play that out. There'll actually be a root or a core from somewhere on the genetic level that you want to heal to get to the bottom of whatever the fear is. So the one research, the one experiment that I found that really kind of resonated was they were working with beliefs. So this one happened in the States. And it was one of the more recent studies that came out, and they were working on mice. And what they did is the scientists trained mice to fear the smell of cherry blossoms. So what they would do is they'd use an electric shock every time they brought the cherry blossoms near, and they could smell the aroma of the cherry blossoms. They electrically shocked these mice. And what they did was they paid attention to the future generations. And so they found that the mice actually passed this learned information about this traumatic and stressful experience on to the following generations. The offspring actually responded to cherry blossoms in the same way. There was a fear response. So, you know, again, when I read this stuff, I'm like, yeah, that's not really shocking, but it's super cool to actually show that now, that there are species and there's research that's happening with other species that are showing that this happens, this genetic trauma and fear can get passed through. And then there was some research on Holocaust survivors, and they were talking about how, again, future generations are still sort of reacting in horror and in stress and have a bit of a stress response, so they have higher anxiety because their parents were connected to that. So most of us, you know, now have had parents or grandparents or great-grandparents that have a war in their past. So many of us are probably carrying trauma from wars through our DNA. So we'll look at that as well. So, yeah, again, this idea of memories being passed down to later generations through sort of a genetic switch, is what they call epigenetics, and is sort of what is creating some of these limiting beliefs and fears and phobias that are being passed down to us. So we want to look at that. So the cool thing is that there's, through muscle testing, you can actually use muscle testing to test belief systems, which for some people is a totally new concept. You might have used it, you know, I had used muscle testing to test different substances and whether my body was allergic to them. Before, like, it's applied kinesiology is used in lots of alternative realms, but this one's neat because you can actually use it to test your subconscious beliefs, because your subconscious mind is essentially in every cell in your body and being, so we can use that to test what we believe. So Maybe before I jump in, Nicole, are there any questions on the line at this point before I kind of, we're going to go in and just play around with some muscle testing here, but I just wanted to make sure there weren't any questions before I move forward. You there, Nicole? Maybe they're having troubles on the switchboard here. Hopefully this is recording. Okay, I'll just continue. Okay, so let's do some muscle testing then. When you muscle test, basically your body is a pendulum. It's a human pendulum. So what happens is when we have a strong or a yes response, we tend to have a strong reaction, which in this case is falling forward when we're a pendulum. And when we have a weak electromagnetic no, so if we say a belief and our body doesn't agree, it creates a weak response through our body, so weaker electromagnetic field, and we fall backwards. So I'll do this with you. If you have trouble following along without a visual image, if you're really a visual learner rather than auditory, I do have this video on YouTube, and it will very clearly demonstrate for you how to muscle test as well. So you can find my YouTube channel. It's just at Krista Hurley, and connect into that if needed. So I just want you to start with closing your eyes and standing up. So if everyone could just stand up for me. And I want you to stand up with your legs and your feet hip-width apart and just kind of stand in a way that is really relaxed so you can kind of feel yourself swaying a bit or just ready to sway. Again, in the loose pendulum feeling that you might be feeling. So what I want you to try is with your eyes closed, because when you're closed, it really helps connect into your subconscious mind. I want you to say yes and see what happens. So say yes out loud and then feel what happens to your body. So yes. And then for me, a strong response is a forward sway. So my body, when I first tried this, again, I actually found muscle testing beliefs before Theta Healing years ago, probably 7 years ago. And I just felt like an itty bitty teeny tiny little sway. Like it was very small. And then the more I practiced with this, the more pronounced the sway has become. But I want you to try that. So let's just try one more time. Eyes closed and feel into a yes and see what happens. Okay. So now let's try the opposite. Let's try a no. So just see which way your body falls or which way your body tilts. And try no one more time. Okay. So some of you on the call will be reversed. So some people will say no and they'll fall forward. And then other people will be tilting side to side. So a lot of times there's different programs and fears even within muscle testing. So if you have the fear on the call, if you're afraid to know your truth, can we pull that belief? And if you're afraid to communicate with your body or to allow your body and you're knowing to communicate with you, let's just pull those beliefs and bring in the highest perspective, understanding, and truth on communication and on connecting to your guidance, connecting into your soul and body's wisdom and what that would feel like, and then it's safe for you to receive that guidance, safe for you to receive that messages, and safe for you to receive your truth, that truth is safe. And so you got to connect into that highest truth, and that's what we're doing here. Okay. And then sometimes, again, if people are having their yes and no's backwards, can we just show anyone who has their yes and no's backwards the highest perspective, understanding, and truth on muscle testing and muscle testing for belief systems, and how to have a strong yes, which is a forward, how to have a strong no, which is a backwards, and that's safe and that's possible for you. And you're able to have that now. And anyone who has the belief that I'm backwards or I'm reversed, we're all mixed up, can we just release that as well? And can we bring in instead the highest perspective, understanding, and truth on being aligned? Show you what it would feel like to be aligned and in your flow, and you already are. Okay, so let's try that again for anyone that was having trouble, and maybe even these will be even more clear for those of you that were swaying forward and backwards. That might make it even easier for you. So again, legs hip width apart, feeling really comfortable as you stand, eyes closed, and say out loud, yes. And then we'll try a no. Okay, so hopefully by now everyone has a clear yes and no response. Now we're going to try some beliefs. So I always start with my name because it's kind of an easy one. So I want you to say out loud with your eyes closed, my name is Krista. And if your name is Krista, you'll fall forward because that's your body's confirming, yep, I believe that to be true. My name's Krista. I'm going to fall forward. It's a yes response. And if you're not Krista, your body will likely fall backwards as a way of saying, no, I disagree. That's not alignment with my beliefs or my subconscious beliefs. No, my name is not Krista. So just try that. So again, eyes closed, say it loud, my name is Krista. And notice which way your body tilts. Okay, and then come back to center and try, my name is, and then say your name and see if that creates a different response. And see if you're falling forward. Okay, so again, you should be noticing when you say my name is, if your name's Pat, you'll fall forward. It's a yes. It's a confirmation. It's a true response from your body and from your subconscious mind. Okay, so let's play around with some actual beliefs. So on the genetic level, if you can like go back and visualize your ancestors and some of the experiences they might have had. So again, love and loss was one that I kind of talked about. That one is one that is often held for us. There's a fear of loving too deeply. Okay. There's a fear of loving too deeply. So that would be something that's likely held in the genetic level. If you think about hardship, a lot of times our ancestors experienced hardship, right? They maybe had famine or really rough times just making ends meet, you know? So there might be beliefs in there about hardship. Or even with famine, there might be a fear of running out of food. And so it's actually playing into how we're eating. We might be kind of binge eating a little bit or like needing to eat all the time. We couldn't go on a fast, like a 24-hour fast, because there'd be this fear of what if food runs out underneath all of our programs that we're experiencing. There's sort of this vibration of fear that could be there based on the famine that our ancestors experienced. Even if we know we have plenty of food here, right? There's generally more than enough for most of us when it comes to food. Not an issue our society has right now, but yet sometimes these programs are playing out underneath. So similarly, there might be something about beliefs and about women belonging in the home, right? So I've been working through some stuff. My daughter is one tomorrow. So I've been working through some of those beliefs that have been popping up for my ancestors because I'm going back to work more fully in my business and whatever capacity that steps out to be. I feel like it's going to like really grow over the next little while. So I've been looking at fears around that, and there's been some genetic stuff around, no, women belong in the home. Women are the ones that clean the house. They're the ones that raise the kids. Like, you can't work. And then other people might have the opposite. They might have women ancestors that wanted to work and couldn't based on their situation. So there might be belief systems from that. So I want you just to take a moment to really think about some of your ancestors and some of the experiences you know they went through. So perhaps it was war and trauma and whatever. And just see if you can feel into a few beliefs that might pop in for you or might be something that are playing under the surface for you that came through your DNA. And if anything pops in, you can jot it down and we can test it afterwards. Okay, so let's play with a couple of these. So I want you to, again, we're going to test the first one. So I want you to try, we're going to try the money one, the love belief around it's safe to love fully. So actually, let's just start with love itself. So I want you to say yes, And I want you to say no. Again, feeling into the yes, swaying forward, no, swaying backwards. And then just, let's just try I love myself. We'll start really simple. I love myself and see which way you fall. So when you say a simple statement, I love myself, you're testing all the levels. And there's a core level, which is this time and place, this physical experience, the genetic level, which is your ancestors, the history level, which we're not really talking too much about, but it's really old, like, you know, before 7 years, seven generations back, that would be ancestral, like really deep ancestral stuff that can be held in the history level, as can beliefs from any other time and place or belief systems that you've picked up. Like we can actually hold an object and pick up energy from the objects we hold. We can stand on land. The land we stand on might have beliefs or programs or pain that we can carry from being there. Like when I was at I went to New York and experienced where the Twin Towers crashed and really could feel the energy of that and actually took some on. I had to do some healing on the history level to release some of the pain and anguish that I took on from being there. And then the last level is the soul level, which is connected to who we are. You know, the I ams that we are, our identity, and it's also a deep level. But for today, we're just going to focus on the genetic level and the core level, which is, again, is this physical time and place. So I want you to test. So let's just try. I love myself now on the core level. So we can break it down to the levels. So I love myself on the core level. So if that's a yes, in this physical experience, you love yourself. And then let's try I love myself on the genetic level. Okay, so those might be different. For a lot of you, if you have I love myself on the core level, you've been doing your work. Because most of us don't have that inherently. It's not something that as adults we generally don't have those programs. Most people, unfortunately, don't have the program I love myself as an adult unless they've been doing a lot of spiritual work. And I'm going to bet there's probably almost everyone on this call has I love myself, no, the falling back on the genetic level. And that one would probably be pretty common because there's be lots of reasons why our ancestors have decided they're unlovable and passed that through. So let's just give everyone the highest perspective, understanding, and truth on love to start. It's a huge one. And can we show all of your ancestors and your entire genetic line, moving forward and backwards, that highest perspective, understanding, and truth on love? Love is unconditional. Love is the all that is energy. Love is who we are. Love is divine. It is that creative energy within all of us, and that it's potent and it's powerful and it's our birthright, and that we are lovable. And it's unconditional. There's nothing that can happen outside of us that can change that love. Regardless of how other people feel about us, regardless of our experiences, none of those conditions can change the way we feel about ourselves and the love that we have for ourselves, and that love comes from within and that you're radiating it to the world. So I want you just to feel into that spark of love within you, that spark within you, and just feel it radiating. Visualize and witness that love that you have for yourself and for the world just radiating out. And you maybe can feel into your ancestors having a shift around that as well. Okay, so I'm just witnessing that for everyone's ancestral line on the call, now and later. Okay, and then let's try a few more. So actually, try that now. See if that shifted for you. So this is the fun thing. You can do a download or two, pull a belief, and see if that's enough to change, because it might be. And then there might be other examples where you have to do more digging work. So you might actually have to go in and work with that specific ancestor to see what their experience was and get some learning or get some virtues or work with them to help them heal and then bring that healing forward for you. Okay, so let's try a few more. Let's try that belief, sorry, and then we'll try a few more and just see what downloads come through and just keep playing with this. It's kind of fun. Okay, so again, try and see if it's changed. Yes and no, so close your eyes. Try a yes and a no, just to come back in and feel grounded. And then I want you to say out loud with your eyes closed, I love myself on the core level. And then try, I love myself on the genetic level. Okay, so those may or may not have changed. But we're just at this point identifying how that could be and where they are on which level and how to change them will come next. Okay, so let's look at a few more. So these, I have a list here of some typical genetic level beliefs. So any that are coming up for you, you can quickly jot them down if you have paper and pen or just remember them. But let's try, if I have it all, it will be taken from me. So again, yes and no, and say out loud, if I have it all, it will be taken from me. And try, if I have it all, it will be taken from me on the genetic level. Okay, so you might have that one on the genetic level, you might have it on both. Let's try another one. So yes and no. It is safe for me to love fully and completely. And then say it again. It is safe for me to love fully and completely on the genetic level. Okay. And then let's try a few more here. Let's try, I fear losing a loved one. And try, I fear losing a loved one on the genetic level. Okay. Let's try, women belong in the home. So eyes closed, saying it loud, women belong in the home. Most of you probably don't believe that on the core level. But let's try, women belong in the home on the genetic level. Okay, let's try a few more. So what about, I fear running out of food. So I fear running out of food, for me is a no. And then I fear running out of food on the genetic level. That's a no, which is cool because I've definitely had that. I had some huge things around famine in the past. So that's cool for me that has shifted. So check for you. You may not have that fear generally, but you have it on the genetic level. Okay, so let's try a couple more. Money is the root of all evil on the core level. And then money is the root of all evil on the genetic level. Okay, life is hard. And life is hard on the genetic level. So with that one, I have a yes for life is hard on the genetic level, but I don't believe life's hard. Life is hard on the core level is a no. So I've shifted my beliefs around life being hard. They were definitely there, but there's still something sticky with my ancestors. So we need to look at that then. Okay, and then let's try, I need to learn from hardship, because there's a big thing about our ancestors learning from hardship. So I need to learn from hardship on the core level. I need to learn from hardship on the genetic level. And those are both no's for me. Okay, and let's do one more thing. So before I ask for some guidance around some downloads with those topics, I also wanted to just have you think about some sayings that your parents like to use. So that was one thing that just popped in before the show. It was like, well, what are some sayings that your parents have used and maybe their parents have used? So the one that comes in for me is my mom sometimes will say, it's just my luck that it rained on a day when I wanted to be at the beach. It's just my luck that this might happen, right? Oh, it's just my luck my car's going to break down or whatever it is. It's always, it's just my luck in a way that's negative, right? So if there's a saying like that tends to be used in your family over and over and over again, look at what the belief is there because it'll be a genetic belief. So I heard we are unlucky. So I have the belief we are unlucky on the genetic level, and that's true. So anytime you can find these sayings or these things that are repeated, there's probably a deeper ancestral root from those beliefs. So I want everyone just to say, try that. Try we are unlucky on the genetic level and see if you have that there. Okay. All right. So let's go in and do a little healing. So what I want to do is bring everyone up into the theta brainwave, and then I'll just receive a few downloads around those topics, and then I'll just talk about how I would play with this. So what I like to do when I'm working with healing on the genetic level, what helps is if you actually ask for a root. So I will go to the original ancestor that created this belief. So if we go to the ancestor, for example, that is feeling unlucky on the genetic level, I would actually visualize and witness seeing that ancestor and connect in and contact that ancestor and see what was going on. So perhaps we'll do that for everyone, and I can just model it and you can play around with talking to an ancestor yourself, which would be totally cool. Okay, let's do that. So let's connect into the theta brainwaves. Really simple meditation that's going to connect our brains into the theta brainwaves that connects us into our subconscious mind, into our divine wisdom, source energy, guidance, God, and ultimately for this call, it'll connect us into our ancestors as well. And we'll go from there. Okay? So connecting into the energy in your heart, I want you to take a deep breath in and out. And another deep breath in and release it out. And one last time, feeling settled and grounded, take one last deep breath in and release it out. Okay, so connecting into the energy in your heart, bring it down through your body, down into the base of your spine, into your legs, down into your feet, sending that energy all the way down through each layer of the earth into the center of the earth. Take a big scoop of that earth energy, bring it back up through the earth, pulling up that grounding, mothering, nurturing energy all the way up through your feet, up into your legs, up into the base of your spine, continuing upward as you open every chakra in your body, feeling them open and align and spin with ease. Continuing all the way up into the top of your head. And as you do, you'll see a ball of light forming above your head. You can note the color and just send your energy into that ball of light. Sending it up into the sky. Heading up past the stars. Continuing up past all the planets. Pushing yourself through each layer of light. You're going to notice these beautiful bright lights and just feel the layer of bright lights as you continue to head onward and upward. You'll notice those lights turn to these beautiful golden flecks and pushing yourself onward and upward through the golden flecks of light. And as you do, you'll start to notice the colors of the rainbow. So just keep pushing yourself through the beautiful colors of the rainbow. And then you'll continue onward until you see a doorway arise, and that's the doorway to the seventh plane, or the energy of all that is. If you open that door and send yourself deep into this beautiful, tingly white light, send yourself deep into that place of unconditional light and love, this place of instant manifestations, of instant healings, and just receive. Showing you how to receive, that you're allowed to receive, and you're just receiving healing and love now. And asking that everyone on the call receive unconditional light and love into every cell in their bodies and beings, and an instant physical healing of anything that can be healed instantly now and that's in their highest and best. Okay. And then what I want you to do is just connect into one of those beliefs that were really resonating. So whether it's this fear of running out of food, or maybe that it's not safe for you to love fully and completely, that women are in the home, that life is hard, or that you're just unlucky. If any of those resonate, I want you to ask, we're going to ask for guidance and to be connected to the ancestor that originally created that belief or experienced that kind of locked in that belief. So intuitively, you might witness the ancestor there, you might just connect into the energy. But I'll just kind of model this. So that's, you want to go to the origin of where this was going on when they took that belief. And let's just start with giving that ancestor the highest perspective, understanding, and truth on the entire experience. So rather than them having the experience from their own filter and from their own paradigm, we're just going to bring in the highest truth on why they had that experience. And so I'll work with the we are unlucky on the genetic level and just see what comes through for me. And you can, if you're able to connect in, do the same for you. And just see what's going on, where the origin was of that belief. So I'm just getting for me that there was, in my ancestor line, like a lifetime of a series of events that happened. And it feels like many unlucky things, even accidents. Like I'm seeing like a few deaths that happened very frequently within like a 1 year period. It feels like three family members passed away. There was like it feels like a farming accident. Feels like they lost a bunch of money. The crop didn't do well. Like there was just within a short period of time, a whole lot of unfortunate circumstances from their perspective that happened, and they bought this belief that we are unlucky, and people told them that too. So can we release for my ancestors and anyone on the call that has the same, can we release our ancestors and ourselves from taking on beliefs that other people are telling us? And can we release those up so we can identify when something's ours and when it's someone else's? And release any beliefs that aren't ours, any energy that we're carrying that isn't ours, this is not mine, and return it up to the light. So just feeling into and releasing for anyone, anything that isn't theirs, anything that isn't their ancestors that they can identify easily and effortlessly, and just release that to start. And so after having given our ancestors the highest truth on why that happened and why it happened that way, I am getting that they also took on this belief that they need to learn from hardship. So can we, anyone that has that belief and the ancestor that has that belief, can we pull that we need to learn from hardship, that life is hard and that we are unlucky? And can we instead bring the highest perspective, understanding, and truth on how to learn or how to experience life in your physical experience, and you're in this physical body in a way that can feel more easy, that you can be at ease and at peace and experience all that you're experiencing and learn through that. So we can learn virtues by being virtuous. So I can learn love by loving deeply rather than by hating, right? Rather than by the vices. So showing all of us that we can learn and experience and grow and evolve through being more of what we desire to be, and that we don't actually need the contrast. We can step into being more of that now, and that's safe and possible for us, and we're able to do so now. Because I'm hearing my ancestors were learning tolerance. They were learning understanding. So they were learning this higher perspective and how to stay connected to the higher perspective, connected to that all that is, and have the big divine why, the understanding flows through, so that their perception of these events were lighter. They weren't as hard as they were anticipating. It's like, oh yeah, we had this famine and or this crop concern, but then that actually showed us that this possibility was available, and we tweaked this and we moved forward. Maybe they brought in a different crop that other people weren't growing that was really lucrative, or, you know, it's seeing the bigger picture and the divine why is what I like to call it. So can we just bring everyone the divine why and the truth into that, and that they're able to do so now? Okay, so any trauma that anyone's ancestors have experienced, and any trauma that's been passed down and is in your cell, can we just release that cellular trauma that's been passed down into your cells through the DNA and releasing that for everyone on this call. From all of those experiences that you're connecting into. And then again, the key is to bring in these virtues and the new perspectives and the lessons that and awarenesses that, that came through for these ancestors. So I'm just seeing if there's any more. Mine are also wanting to learn to love unconditionally, to love more deeply, and that they're able to do so now. And forgiveness. There's a forgiveness component in there. And forgiveness of God. It feels like they were very angry at God and blame God for all of their misfortune. So just releasing any tendencies to blame others for my ancestors, because that's definitely in my genetics as well, and to blame God. And can we just bring in the virtue of forgiveness instead? And how to forgive yourself, how to forgive others, and how to just be compassionate and understanding. Okay. Cool. So that's feeling finished for the genetic level. So I don't know how yours is feeling. You go in and connect in with your ancestors. Do they need more work? Do they need to bring in other awarenesses, new perspectives? Are they feeling lighter and happier? You just continue to play with those conversations and witnessing those changes. And then you check your belief again. So I'm going to stand up now and I'm going to check those beliefs and see if they've changed. So you can do the same. Try yes, standing up with your eyes closed, and no. And then try, we are unlucky on the genetic level. And I'm getting a no on that now. And let's try, I need to learn from hardship on the genetic level. And I'm getting a no on that as well. So working with that ancestor that I was guided to that was the origin of these beliefs ended up shifting those genetic beliefs for me, which when I no longer have this vibration of unlucky going through my DNA and this vibration of hardship, I can create more ease and abundance and awesome and luck, right, in my life, fortune, because I don't have that playing in the background now in my subconscious mind, and I can more easily step into something that I really, truly desire. So Nicole messaged just to say that she was disconnected. The line is good, but she's disconnected. So I'm just going to kind of wrap things up. Just to kind of review, the genetic idea of working with our ancestors or working with our genetic line, you know, it's really powerful and it's really potent and it's really fun. So really just work on playing around with muscle testing. See if you can find out some of those beliefs that are really holding you back. Check if they're on the genetic level. And if they are, work with your ancestors and see what pops up, as well as, you know, this belief around having hardship. I do need to work on the ways I've felt hardship in my lifetime and heal the trauma from those and heal those experiences if that wasn't healed already, to release it and to allow me to move forward in a greater way. So hopefully that was clear for you. Again, if you need the visual, take a look at my YouTube videos. I have a bunch up. Even just check them out because there's lots and they're informative. I am taking clients again. My business is up and running fully as of tomorrow, which is my daughter's first birthday. So I'll be taking clients again, and I'm super excited to be teaching Theta Healing again. So the basic DNA class, the first class, is coming up March 16th, 17th, and 18th here in Stratford, Ontario. And I'm teaching a bunch of classes, the advanced class, this amazing Digging Deeper class, which actually helps you really hone in on your genetic level digging to get to those bottom beliefs. I've got a relationship class that I'm teaching now. Vianna Seibel, the founder of Theta Healing, she's created this amazing relationship class. The first one is about your significant other and you. She is creating a family class as well that will work more on the genetics. I teach a family ties class in Theta Healing, which is all genetic level work because, again, huge shifts and changes happen when you work with healing your ancestors. So, check out my website again, ChristaHurley.com. connect with me at News for the Soul, the third Tuesday of every month at 1 o'clock. And I look forward to connecting in soon. Nicole, I don't know if you're there or not. I wrap things up because I have a feeling you might still be disconnected. Okay, awesome. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in and for joining me. Hope you're well. Have a wonderful day. Take care.